Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon. Welcome into WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy, Stevens on a not-so-beautiful Thursday here in the city of Boston. But for now, Boston sports are pretty good, Fitzy. A lot of wins of late.
What do you mean Boston sports are always the best?
I don't know. I'll wait till after the Bruins play tonight before I can agree with that statement. But for right now, all three teams that we covered this time of year have wins under their belt in their most recent game. The Celtics win last night. But we're talking about your New England Patriots. And Fitzy, you know how I know it's trade season in the National Football League?
How do you know it's trade season in the National Football League, Andy?
The text line 860 says Derrick Henry's agent at a hotel in Foxborough right now. I don't believe you because if it were true, he'd be at a Hertz rental car at Logan Airport.
I was just going to say, you speak meme. You know that photo is going to have to start making the rounds again sometime soon. And it's going to be attached to, let's see, elite receivers, cornerbacks, safeties, and of course, Derrick Henry. And, you know, the only sad part is now, Andy, that Ramondre Stevenson is kind of dinged up. You won't be able to see the Patriots execute, obviously, your brainchild of a trade of the century.
It's also even better if I get to keep Ramondre Stevenson and add Derrick Henry. However, the Patriots, Elliott Wolf, Ryan Cowden, and Mike Vrabel want to pull it off. But it is indeed trade season. I see Fitzy retweeting people I've never heard of, claiming the Patriots are going to get a running back, and telling me when this person puts out a pumpkin emoji, he knows what he's talking about.
This guy, at Ricky Scoops on the
Ricky
tweet machine. See, I knew this was going to happen. I'm so glad this is already up at 2:05 in the afternoon. This guy has been right, I would say, 80-85% of the time when he calls out, this is going to happen, here's what I'm hearing, you heard it here first. I don't know how in the world he gets his sources, or if he's a burner for a rap sheet for a Schultz or somebody else, but dude's always on the mark. And when he's saying, by Tuesday, done deal, Patriots are going to be trading for a running back, I'm in.
Because I was a little underwhelmed with the way Adam Schefter answered my question yesterday about supporting Drake May. And he's like, well, you know, you don't do anything crazy. If the right thing happens, yeah, could you get an offensive lineman or a receiver or a running back? But, you know, this is a long play here. They're building for the long. That didn't feel like, oh, we're going to go get something that'll impact the second half of the season in a playoff run. That felt like, oh, we're going to get somebody that I'll have to Google to find out what position they play and how they're going to help Mike Vrabel and Drake May win games. And yet, I got you and, you know, the text line for literally whatever that's worth. Derrick Henry, still fun. A.J. Brown is still bubbling out there, even though Schefter kind of poo-pooed that. Not quite as much as he poo-pooed Myles Garrett, but kind of poo-pooed that. And I guess my point is I'd like to get caught up in the next 4 or 5 days in the trade deadline. I'd like to buy into the idea that Mike Vrabel and Elliott Wolf, and we're going to get into Elliott Wolf, because technically speaking, Elliott Wolf makes the trades. So we need to look
technically
at
speaking, yes. But that's like,
it's in his contract.
Yeah, but that's like, come on. in our respective homes, like mom and dad said I could go on a sleepover when we all know 95% of those decisions are mom. We just have to co-sign the permission slip.
Or I'll give you the latest example, the timely example for tomorrow. We all can pretend that we as parents decided what my daughter was allowed to wear as a costume as a junior in high school. We did not decide that. My wife decided that because dad would not be allowing some of this ish that's going on with young women these days. But that's mom's area of expertise, right? Like they share the same bodies and
chromosomes and
life.
Chromosomes and yes, exactly.
Yeah, but yeah, we'll pretend that both parents signed off on the costume and its appropriateness for my daughter. So that's a great example. Elliot Wolf will pretend he's signing off on anything. But when you look at the trades, and obviously we already have two early trades. We already have two to assess here that were shipping out outgoing mail in terms of dumping. And Schefter allowed me to basically call it a dumping yesterday. Did not push back at all. Dumping Keon White, who we'll get to later in the show, because we have some new information, thanks to the boys at NBC Sports Boston, that I find very interesting, but also very interesting in terms of the timeliness of it. But we need to look at these two outgoing trades, Duggar and Keon White, but also some of the other deals that over the last 2+ years, Elliot Wolf has made. So we're going to get into that right now. A reminder, though, we do have Tom Curran at 3:30. I'm guessing he'll have some very strong opinions on the trade deadline and what could or could not happen. And our buddy Razor at 4:30. We'll talk about the Boston Bruins, who are surging. Is one win a surge? I don't know. They're surging, and Corpusalo in net for the second straight game. I'm sure he will have interesting takes on that. But as far as Elliot Wolf's trades go, Fitzy, Mac Jones to the Jaguars for a 6th-round pick. You like that? Good deal?
No, it didn't get max value. You don't want to spend a first-round pick on a quarterback and 3 years later only see him turn into a 6th. That means he degraded by more than a round per year, because the problem was the bag of value was beaten out of him by whatever went on offensively with the Pats in 22 and 23. Look how well he's done this year. And yeah, you can argue, Andy, yeah, but that's been a bit of a Shanahan system fit more than it's been Mac Jones and his true value. The guy has started half a dozen games in the NFL, and he's been a little bit better than average. You should have gotten more than a freaking 6th-round pick.
So how about Matthew Judon to the Falcons for a 3rd in 2025?
Oh, my God. They should throw a parade for the guy for that one.
Good deal. Okay, so we'll say he's 1-1 on the first two trades I asked you. Josh Uche for a 6th to the Chiefs.
They got something for him. So
I agree. I 100% agree.
That one, see, the Keon White one, I still think if Keon... maybe more because he hadn't been around as long. Uche for a 6th was good. I'm not going to say great. I'm not going to chef's kiss that one, but that's a good trade.
Devon Godshaw to the Saints for a 7th.
They got anything for the scarf-wearing king of podcasts and the defensive line? Yes. Is this the part where you tell me Bill Belichick said he's the best defensive lineman in the NFL?
A 7th-round pick for the best defensive lineman in the NFL does not seem like great ROI, as you like to say, Fitzgerald. Joe Milton to the Cowboys with a 7th for a 5th.
TBD. I can't render a verdict on that one yet.
I'm going to say that's a good trade. I don't think there's much interest in Joe Milton in that. He got a 5th-round pick, even in a cockamamie pick swap situation. That's a good deal. Yes, Joe, Dan Ball.
Hi.
I almost called you Joe Milton.
Well, good afternoon, and I think that'd be a compliment.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. He throws it. He has a cannon. But
he's a great athlete.
How much value do you put in runway clearing? Because that's what you did by getting that draft pick back.
And you could argue. Well, you should argue that there's a lot of value in that.
Yeah.
Because whatever you thought of it at the time, Drake May is now an MVP candidate who's putting up stupid, silly numbers every week compared to Mahomes and Brady. So as much as we whined about, a great competitive environment, nice job, great, yeah. Oh, why don't we make it a little easier? Why don't we just gift him the job? Well, whatever. It worked. He's awesome. And they're closer than we are. They are right. We are wrong. Like, can we, like, there's a lot of things I believe there's gray area to. I don't think this is one of them. It worked out perfectly for the development of Drake May. I don't know how you could argue that you should have kept Joe Milton.
Who cares what the value ultimately was? Like, he probably should have been like, it should have sent a 6th and gotten back a 4th. Guess what? Your quarterback right now is, I was watching Get Up earlier this morning. Dan Orlovsky said he's the MVP of the league. You now have prominent NFL talking heads influencing the voters and the rest of the football world, Andy, saying, whatever it is, doesn't matter. Your quarterback is the best player in football right now.
And we'll get to more Orlovsky later, because then he listed his top five quarterbacks, didn't have Drake May at number two. And in explaining Mahomes and May, kind of got all tongue-tied trying to figure out why one was the MVP and one was like...
He listened to too much Cam Newton.
He got overscheduled by the ESPN people, and they're like, you got to say this in this show, and then later you got to have this list, and they have to overlap, but they can't be the same. And it's like, okay, my head is spinning in Take Nation. But Fitzy, you say it, like, would you have traded a first-round pick to get this performance out of Drake May? If I just said, would you trade a first-round pick to get Drake May playing quarterback in year two better than anyone in the National Football League, you'd say yes, right?
Yeah, a first-round pick in the return is not a player. It's not a future pick.
No, it's just this.
It's his excellence. It's his ascension to MVP-caliber quarterback. Yeah, of course, anybody would.
So if that is the calculus they made with Joe Milton, then that's maybe the best trade they've made all along. If that led to the development, that's a great trade. More recently, we had Jalen Polk to the Saints, with a seventh for a sixth, which is all his most recent trades. Keon White to the 49ers with a seventh for a sixth.
Yeah, they're the new kings of someone in a seventh for a sixth.
Oh, well, I don't know if you find this annoying, but like all these sixes and sevens in our world as parents,
I can't.
It's kind of annoying to me that all these trades have a six and a seven.
I have an eight-year-old.
Dan Ball's doing it behind the glass with his hands. Yeah, he's doing the whole thing.
There was a viral video on Instagram of Andrew Whitworth in a classroom. Because he'll be on the broadcast on Thursday Night Football tonight for Ravens at Dolphins. I'm going to hammer the over on Derrick Henry rush yards on that one, just side note.
Wait, he's coming to the Patriots. I don't want too much.
Well, no, because he's going to put out an all-time performance tonight and then prove his value and convince the Patriots he needs to be reunited with Mike Vrabel. Anyway, Andrew Whitworth stands up in front of a classroom and asks the kids, how tall do you guys think I am? And all the kids go, 6'7", and just keep.
Jesus.
We're screwed.
Yeah, can just
no, Dan, we're done. We peaked. We had a great run. It's over.
So the last player acquired via trade, do you know who that is, Nick Fitzy Stevens? Can you remember? Because it's not overly recent. It's kind of, you got to go in the, I won't say the way back machine, but a little bit back machine.
Oh, jeez.
And I'll give you a clue. It didn't work out. We thought it was going to work out, but didn't work out.
I am stumped.
How about Patriots trade for disgruntled Chargers defensive back J.C. Jackson back in 2023?
I didn't realize we had to trade for him.
October 5th.
Mercy pickup.
It kind of was a mercy pickup. He signed the big deal there. He was okay the first year. Then he kind of got hurt, and the whole thing bottomed out, and he didn't even play. Like, he was a scratch. He hated them. They hated him.
And there were some. I'm sure the same is true for you with the people you speak to. Could be in concentric circles with some of the Pats people I speak to and DM with. Boy, there were some stories about that guy that you and I have buried in our Patriots' backyard that... Ugh.
He's an interesting cat, but that was the last guy you trade for. So this is all to say, and we do need to add the layer of Elliot Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wolf has been around for a few years making these deals, whether it was with Bill Belichick, after Bill Belichick, and now with Mike Vrabel and Ryan Cowden and Stretch.
And Stretch, yeah.
You're going to include that whole consortium of
power. The Vrabel Trinity. A consortium might be the right word.
So how do we feel about our faith in their ability to go out there and do what's in the best interest of the Patriots? Like the example we just gave, Joe Milton. We questioned that at the time. A lot of us thought that was an unnecessary, if not bad, trade. And now I'm like, wow. Well, you know more than me. You really nailed the hell out of that one. You cleared the runway, and now May is the best quarterback in the world. How much faith do you have in Elliott Wolf, I'll start with him, Mike Vrabel, and company to hit the trade deadline?
All the faith in the world, because they have executed their vision to a T thus far, taking a team that was 4-13 two seasons in a row, doubling the win total. They've added those two seasons together already, and they're not stopping there. They're not going to finish at 8-9. They're going to prove all of us that picked them below double-digit victories wrong, foolish, and nonsensical for not having the proper Foxborough faith. They have a vision for what they want this team to look like, how they want them to play, and how long they want these veterans, draft picks, etc., to hold ground as they continue to restock the cupboard and fill the ranks, Andy. So I like, how about this? Carte blanche, like no notes. Go do what you got to do, boys.
Do they need Big N, Big E, Big E, Big D? Do they need to do anything at the trade deadline to acquire talent? They've already shipped away a couple bodies, cleared roster spots, kind of filled those roster spots with Saunders and everything and the call-up of Jennings and all that. Mm-hmm. Do they need to do anything? Or are you okay if we get to Tuesday at 4 o'clock and we're talking about, well, that came and went. They did, not only did they not get a big-name player, they didn't add a single player. Is that okay?
No. I still think they need to make one or two depth of Are you looking for stars or depth? Because I think I'm more concerned about depth right now than I am stars, because that's been a primary focus, a concern of ours now going well back into the summer.
The only place I want a star on offense is running back. If you could bring in a quote-unquote star at running back, I'd take it. Nowhere else do I want a star, because I think you could upset the apple cart. Mm-hmm. Defense, I would take a star, almost any star. If you told me, for whatever reason,
Trey Hendrickson will say.
Yeah, okay. And you can get it, and you don't have to mortgage the future. You're comfortable with whatever the compensation or return is. I would absolutely take a star on defense, because I don't think that would disrupt anything. Like, I don't think that would hinder the ability of, say, Harold Landry to do his job. He's a captain. Do I think he could work with Trey Hendrickson? I do.
Yeah, like Kalaven Chasen will still get, his reps. Harold Landry will. He's already had an ankle injury as well. So you could argue that it's a depth addition, in addition to adding an elite pass rusher who has made plays when the Bengals have needed him most. It's just not his fault that the other 10 people on that defense stink out loud. Yeah, no, and if he, like, we have discounted this in being concerned about upsetting the chemistry on the team. I don't think they're going to trade for someone who's like, I just want to get my money and get mine, and I don't care what happens. Like, you pull somebody from the ranks of likely to miss the playoffs and add them to a team on the ascent like the Patriots with the, not faint, but now robust whiff of postseason in the air. You don't think that person's going to do everything they can to be a good teammate and ball out?
Absolutely. And like, the guy that comes to mind is, some, you know, Bill did this a bunch over the years, depreciated assets from other places, like a Kyle Van Noy when he was kind of floundering in Detroit. And then you bring him in and you rehab his career and he has success and all those things. I think that type of player would be a fun player. I also think Ted's guy, Breece Hall, a would-be free agent who's on a terrible Jets team, suddenly goes, oh, I went from worst to first, and I'm going to make the playoffs, and now I could get a January game to show off in to make more money come March. Like, I think that's an interesting guy.
He might light it up for sure. And I'll tell you, in answer to the question, how confident or comfortable do you feel in case Ramondre's injury lingers or lasts a long time, how comfortable do you feel with Travion Henderson and Johnson, yeah, give it to
Ernest
Givens.
Givens was the wide receiver from the Oilers. Like,
yeah.
Ted probably loves Ernest Givens.
100%, I can guarantee he does. How comfortable are you with D'Ernest and Travion? The answer is not.
Right.
So a running back would be a great grab.
617-779-7937. How much confidence do you have in Elliott Wolf? And do the Patriots need to do something? Do they need to acquire talent, whether it's high end or just depth somewhere on the team to strengthen the roster? 617-779-7937. We're also going to squeeze in a quick call here, because our buddy Kurt in Tampa waited his ass off yesterday. He waited literally hours. So Kurt in Tampa gets the first call today in the first segment. What's up, Kurt?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for taking my call. First of all, that whole 6-7 thing, man, I actually work with sixth graders, and it is absolutely wild. I can't even count in my head anymore without doing the 6-7 thing. It's crazy.
Brutal.
It's nuts, man. But one trade that I think the Patriots should do, Bob Douglas, he's, you know, we all love him and everything like that. But for the Atlanta Falcons backup running back, Algier, he has 4 touchdowns on the year. He doesn't really fumble the ball. He's a big back that we can use on the goal line. But I think they should look into that. They're playing him this week. So, I mean, it could potentially be a tryout for him.
Thanks for the call, Kurt. Fitzy?
Ooh, advanced scouting. Tyler Algier for Pop Douglas. Please, yes, and thank you. Pull the trigger now. Like, I'll walk Pop across the hall. I'll bring him down to TF Green. You know, in the Dan, is the car that you were going to use to send Marcelo Meyer for Joe Ryan available? Because I'd like to use it to bring Pop to TF Green.
Yeah, I have to wait until November for Brezbot to allow me to bring him to Logan. 207 rushing yards, but 4 touchdowns to Bijan's 2 so far this year. So he's been good, at least in short yardage situations, apparently.
Am I being the wet blanket on this, or too attached, or... Like, Pop Douglas is suddenly making one-off plays. I admit, they're one-off plays the last few weeks. The long touchdown, well, the 2 long touchdowns, because I give him credit for one that the NFL doesn't. Then the 44-yarder. Is that upsetting the apple cart? I know you strengthened the backfield, but did you just take a potential option weapon playmaker from wide receiver Dan Ball?
I think that's a fair point. And with the Patriots having 10 draft picks, the state of the roster and how good you've been this year, you don't need 10 picks. I would love to see those kind of pick swaps that you've just agreed to earlier on in the year. Let's package those for something that's actually tangible.
Yeah, you got a lot of 6-7s that can be dealt away for damn sure.
All right, 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls on the Patriots and the trade deadline. Up next, though, we do need to talk about a little Celtics. That was a big game last night, and a big game that was a big win. Jaylen Brown and company got the job done against the Cavs to kind of rekindle the hope in Celtic Nation. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.